The little jackal was very fond of shellfish. He used to go down by the river and hunt for crabs. And one day, when he was very hungry, he put his paw into the water after a little crab without looking first, which you never should do. And the minute he did it, snap! The old alligator that lived down in the mud had it in his mouth. Oh, thought the little jackal, what shall I do? What shall I do? He'll pull me down and eat me up. And then he thought, I'll deceive him. And he put on a very pleasant voice as if nothing at all were the matter, and he said, clever old alligator, smart old alligator, to take that old bulrush root from my paw. Hope you'll find it very tender. And the old alligator, hidden down there where he couldn't see anything, thought, shock, I've made a mistake. And he opened his mouth and let the little jackal go. And the little jackal ran like the wind away from there. And as he went, he said, thank you, Mr. Alligator. So kind of you to let me go. The old alligator was so cross that he lashed with his tail. But it was too late. The little jackal was gone. And the little jackal didn't come back to the river until he had a feeling inside him that nothing but crabs could satisfy. And then he came and looked all around for the alligator, and he didn't see him, but he thought to himself, I'll not take any chances. So he began to talk out loud to himself, and he said, when I don't see any little crabs on the land, I most generally see them sticking out of the water, and then I put my paw in and catch them. I wonder if there are any juicy little crabs in the water today. The old alligator, hidden down in the mud, thought to himself, aha, I'll just pretend to be a little crab, and then I'll get the little jackal. And he put the black end of his snout up above the water. The little jackal just took one look, and he said, thank you, Mr. Alligator. So kind of you, Mr. Alligator, to tell me where you are. I'll have my dinner somewhere else. And he was off like the wind. Oh, but the old alligator was cross. He said, I'll have that little jackal for my dinner, or I'll die trying. And he crept and he crawled up the bank and along the ground, and he crept and he crawled into the little jackal's house and hid away there to wait till the little jackal should come home. By and by, the little jackal came dancing along, happy and carefree, but looking all round. And pretty soon he noticed that the ground was all scratched up, as if something very heavy had gone over it. What's this? Said the little jackal. And then he saw that the door of his house was all broken out on the sides, as if something very large had gone through it. What's this? Said the little jackal. I think I'll investigate a little. And he stood quite still and began talking out loud to himself. He said, it's very strange that my little house doesn't speak to me tonight. My little house always speaks to me if everything is all right. I wonder if there's anything wrong with my little house. And the old alligator hidden in there thought, bother, if I don't pretend to be the little house, he'll never come in at all. And so he put on as pleasant a voice as he could, which isn't saying very much. And he said, hello, little jackal. Oh, but the little jackal was frightened. He said to himself, if I don't make an end of him this time, he'll make an end of me. And he thought very fast. And then he said, thank you, dear little house. It's very nice to hear your pleasant little voice. I'll be right in with you in just a moment. Only first, I have to gather some firewood for my dinner. And he gathered firewood and more firewood, and he piled it all up close around the door and around the house, and he set fire to it. And it smoked and it burned and it smoked and it burned till it smoked that old alligator to smoked herrings.